Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra, with me, Richard McLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other didn't make it into the previous show. In last week's episode, Visions in the Dark, we traced the incredible life story of Vangelia Gushtarova, also known as Baba Vanga, who some believe was the most effective psychic of the 20th century. Vanga died in 1996, but according to a number of her supporters, she is said to have left a string of predictions with instructions to reveal them at certain times after her death. So far, this list has included the prediction that in 2023, the Earth's orbit will change, and that, rather enigmatically, in 2084, nature will be reborn. And my personal favourite, that in 2130, with the help of alien civilizations, will be able to live underwater. As word of Baba Vanga's apparent powers began to spread, she came to the attention of a number of mainstream scientific researchers who are said to have made efforts to study her. Sadly, however, no official documentation or other significant evidence for this seems to exist. Either way, although it might seem unlikely that an individual such as Baba Vanga and her supposed powers would be given any credibility by mainstream science, there is a long and fascinating history of well-respected academics, many of whom have made significant contributions in their field, putting such people to the test, with often startling results. Of all the supposed paranormal powers that some believe humans could possess, none have proved more fascinating to scientific researchers than clairvoyance. In 1913, French physiologist Charles Richer won a Nobel Prize for Medicine for his work on immunology, specifically the way in which some people can often have lethal reactions when injected with an antigen. Richer coined the term anaphylaxis, still used today to describe this phenomenon. What is perhaps less known, however, is that Richer also spent a considerable part of his professional life studying the paranormal. In particular, the apparent clairvoyant skills of spiritualists, and is even credited with coining the term ectoplasm. Richer conducted a number of studies which he believed confirmed the existence of human extrasensory powers. When others attempted to replicate his studies, however, they were unable to draw the same conclusion. Richer is considered to be one of the first to attempt a formal mainstream science study of the apparent phenomenon of clairvoyance, but by the mid-20th century, such endeavours had become commonplace. In the late 1920s, botanist Joseph Banks Rhine brought the study of alleged psychic phenomena even further into the mainstream when he established a parapsychology lab at Duke University in North Carolina in the United States, one of the most prestigious academic institutions in the world. Among Ryan's most famous subjects was Eileen Garrett, considered by some to be one of the most powerful clairvoyants to have ever lived. Garrett's reputation was cemented largely due to a series of experiments conducted by Ryan, in which she was tasked with trying to guess the images printed on cards hidden in envelopes. Ryan claimed that Garrett was able to successfully guess the images at a rate far higher than chance, suggesting she did indeed have some kind of supernatural power. Much like with Charles Richer's experiments, however, subsequent efforts to replicate Garrett's seemingly positive results proved unsuccessful, with many later questioning the validity of Ryan's methods. Of all the scientists who have attempted to confirm the existence of psychical powers, however, none are perhaps more famous than Harold Puthoff and Russell Targ. Back in 1972, Harold Puthoff, an electrical engineer and specialist in lasers, was looking to secure a grant to conduct a study in quantum biology, a fledgling concept at the time that examines the way in which quantum mechanics might affect biological processes. About the same time, he was introduced to a man named Ingo Swann, an artist based in New York who also claimed to have psychic abilities. Swann suggested to Puthoff that he should turn his attention instead to trying to understand at the quantum level where the border lies between an inanimate object and an animate one. By way of explanation, Swann told Puthoff about some experiments he'd recently conducted with Professor Gertrude Schmeidler at City College in New York, which he claimed provided proof that he had psychokinetic powers. Intrigued by Swann, Puthoff invited him to put these apparent powers to the test at the Stanford Research Institute where he worked, in Menlo Park, just outside of San Francisco in California. On Swann's first day at the institute, Puthoff claimed that he successfully described the structure of a magnetometer, a device used to measure electromagnetic fields that Puthoff had been planning to show him. Puthoff was so blown away by this seemingly spontaneous act of clairvoyance that he wrote it up in a report for his colleagues, which came complete with a detailed schematic drawing that Swann, who claimed no knowledge of such devices, had drawn on that first day. A few weeks later, two men showed up unannounced at Puthoff's lab, carrying a copy of his report on Swann. The men had come from the CIA. As they explained to a stunned Puthoff, they'd received word that the government of the Soviet Union was funding studies in parapsychology with a view to potentially harnessing paranormal powers for use against their enemies. The men were intrigued to know more about Puthoff's report and asked if the engineer would be interested in conducting some more experiments with Swann under their supervision, with the aim of starting their own parapsychology program. A few weeks later, the two operatives were sat in Puthoff's lab, holding a box chosen at random from a selection of identical boxes, each containing a different, unrelated object. It was Ingo Swann's job to try and guess what was inside it. "I see something small, brown and irregular," said Swann, who was sat alone inside an adjacent room. "Sort of like a leaf or something. Except it seems very much alive. It's even moving." The men from the CIA opened the lid of their box, astonished to find flapping about inside a small brown moth that was almost indistinguishable from a leaf. We all deal with Sunday scaries, right? Sunday scaries are those, oh no, stressful, nervous, can't sleep, dreadful feelings that hit you on a Sunday evening when you think about the impending doom of work tomorrow, or school, or frankly just life. Unfortunately, you can feel that same pit in your stomach any day of the week. Sunday Scary's CBD gummies were made to defeat the crap life throws at us. These are the perfect CBD gummies for professionals on the grind, super mums and dads, students, party animals, regretful drunk texters, and everyone in between. 2022 is all about self-love and taking better care of yourself. So whether you need to take the edge off, calm your racing mind, sleep better, or just chill, Sunday Scary's CBD gummies are the answer. Look, we all have the right to live scare-free, so let me help with my 25% discount. Visit sundayscaries.com and use my promo code UNEXPLAINED for your discount. That's promo code UNEXPLAINED for 25% off at sundayscaries.com. After the success of his initial experiments, Harold Puthoff secured funding from the CIA to complete an 8-month pilot study to determine firstly if clairvoyance was genuinely possible, and secondly, if it was, could it be used against the United States as a tool for espionage? Puthoff drafted in Russell Targ to assist him, a physicist who'd worked with him previously, helping to develop lasers. In the first few weeks, Puthoff and Targ continued to test Ingo Swann along the same lines as before, studying whether he was able to guess symbols and objects hidden from his view. When he apparently proved able to do this regularly, they decided to expand the experiment. In what became known as the Outbounder experiments, Puthoff would travel to one of six random locations within the San Francisco Bay Area, while back in the laboratory, Russell Targ would sit with Swann as he attempted to guess where Puthoff had gone. Incredibly, according to Puthoff and Targ, more often than not, he did it successfully. Although Swann would rarely guess the target location exactly, he provided enough elements to define it, such as the sense of water or a particular geometric shape, which, taken together, Puthoff and Targ argued, could reasonably be said to be a correct reflection of it. Since such a process had never been tried before, the three men had to coin a term for what it was they were doing, and eventually alighted on the phrase remote viewing. As well as Ingo Swann, former police officer Pat Price was examined during this period too, and also found to have the capacity for remote viewing. At some point during the study, Russell Targ invited his friend Hella Hamid to take part. Hamid, who'd immigrated to the US from Germany in the 1930s, was a successful photographer at the time, with little interest in psychical studies. Hamid's job was to be the control subject, to help get a sense of how much Swann or Price's apparent visions of the target deviated from the random guesses of a layperson. What they hadn't bargained for was Hamid apparently becoming the most effective remote viewer of them all. For her first trial, Hamid was asked to enter a shielded room, then close her eyes and just say whatever came into her mind. As she sat, taking long, calm breaths, she claimed to see a series of squares within squares that got smaller and smaller, tapering off like a long path, disappearing into a central vanishing point. At the time, Harold Puthoff was standing at the entrance to a long pedestrian crossing with a chain-link frame along the entirety of it that stretched out ahead of him and disappeared into a central vanishing point. In the first 9 trials conducted with Hamid, she was judged to have seen the location in her mind without question in 5 of them, while the other 4 were judged to be only marginally less accurate. In 1977, Hamid and Ingo Swann were invited to take part in another experiment with Stephen Schwartz, a scientific researcher who was also fascinated by the possibilities of remote viewing. In collaboration with Puthoff and Targ and the Institute for Marine and Coastal Studies at the University of Southern California, Hamid and Swann were asked to locate an as-yet undiscovered shipwreck that was thought to be located somewhere off the coast of California, near Catalina Island. After separately being given an ocean map of the general area, both Hamid and Swan are said to have pinpointed a similar location within 100 yards of each other. Both also provided details about what would be found there, including chains, pulleys, and the location of the ship's wheel, and most oddly of all, a large, rectangular block of stone. In June 1977, in what became known as Project Deep Quest, Hamid and Swan were taken down in a submarine named Taurus 1, where they guided its pilot to the precise location of the wreck. Sure enough, they also found the pulleys, chains, and ship's wheel sticking out of the seabed, just as Hamid and Swan had predicted. And among it all, just like Hamid had also said, was the incongruous sight of a large rectangular block of granite. A declassified CIA report released in 1995 stated that there can be no question that Hella Hamid can repeatedly, although not reliably, produce information not available through normal means. In 1978, having been sufficiently impressed by Harold Puthoff and Russell Targ's experiments at the Stanford Research Institute, the pair were invited by the CIA to lead a secret Defense Intelligence Agency program to determine the potential usage of psychic phenomena in real-world military engagements. The program was called the Stargate Project, and you can hear much more about it in the next season of Unexplained. For now, there are three more episodes of Season 6 still to come, along with their extras for you to enjoy. So as ever, thank you for listening, and until next time. If you enjoy Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now do so via Patreon. To receive access to ad-free episodes, just go to patreon.com/unexplainedpod to sign up. Unexplained, the book and audiobook, featuring 10 stories that have never before been covered on the show, is now available to buy worldwide. You can purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Waterstones, among other bookstores. All elements of Unexplained, including the show's music, are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.